Duquin Diet, written by Dr. Pierre Duquin and read by Nicholas Bell. Thirty-five years have passed since the decisive encounter with the obese gentleman who changed the course of my life. Since then, I have devoted my work to nutrition and to helping the fat and the not-so-fat lose pounds and stabilize their weight. Like all my French medical colleagues, I was trained with Cartesian measure and balance as a rule, where calories were counted and low-calorie diets taught. Every type of food was allowed, but in moderate quantities. As soon as I arrived on the scene, this neat theory, based on the crazy hope that it was possible to reprogram overweight people and their eating excesses and turn them into methodical calorie counters, exploded into smithereens. Nowadays, what I know and practice I have learned and developed through direct daily contact with flesh and blood human beings. With men, but more often women, who have constant cravings to eat. So I very quickly realized that it was not by accident that a fat individual was overweight, that their gourmet appetite, their gluttony and apparent lack of restraint was a camouflage concealing a need to find comfort in food, and that this need is all the more overwhelming as it is connected to our survival mechanisms, which are as archaic as they are instinctive. It soon became obvious to me that you could not make an overweight person lose weight and stay slim simply by giving them sound advice, even if that advice is based on common sense or scientific research, as the person has no other choice but to obey or try to wriggle out of it. Support is what an overweight person determined to lose weight really wants, and what they need from a counsellor or a method. Support so that they are not left alone to face the ordeal of dieting, which deliberately goes against their own instinct for survival. So, what the overweight individual is looking for is an outside will, a decision-maker, who walks on ahead of them offering guidance, providing them with instructions, more instructions, and ever more instructions. Because what the overweight individual most hates and simply cannot do is decide for themselves when and how they are going to deprive themselves of food. As for managing their weight, an overweight person will admit without shame, and why should there be any, that they are weak and even immature. I have known all kinds of overweight people, from every social background, ordinary people to the great and good, executives, bankers, even politicians, intelligent people, brilliant and eminent people, but who have all sat there in front of me and described themselves as being astonishingly weak when it comes to food, using it like a greedy child and unable to stop themselves. Obviously, most of them, from early childhood onwards, are found in food an easy escape valve through which they can release excess tension, stress, and life's all-too-frequent disappointments. So any logical, reasonable, and rational instructions cannot stand up to, or not for long, the pressures of the body's archaic system of defence.